Hi, so this is Rick, and we're here at Camp 2 on the West Butchers' Denali. It's about 3,400 metres, or 11,000 feet, whatever they might be. I have to say here, being the only Brit on the in the group, I'm struggling a bit with some of the things they talk about. The other day they said the temperature was going to be 15 to 20 degrees. So I came out in my T-shirt, thought it was going to be nice and mild, and it was absolutely Baltic, well below freezing. I'm trying to teach them a bit of English, of course, but I'm failing dismally on that. They don't even know what a rucksack is, these people here. We flew into base camp a few days ago. I think got stuck in Talkeetna for a day. Put up the tents and camped there. I'm sure Paulette, hi Frog, by the way, if you're listening to this. I'm sure Paulette's really pleased that I'm out here and in Alaska and not disturbing her with my snoring. I did have a really, really good night's sleep, but when I got up and we went for breakfast, nobody else seemed to have had a very good night's sleep at all. there was talk after that of sort of building a snow cave for me or something and things. Anyway, I was sharing a tent with Ben, who is a nice guy, but unfortunately he left. I'm not sure if that's anything to do with my snoring or not, but I think Ben's now with his girlfriend somewhere in South Carolina on the beach, with a beer in his hand probably. So hi Ben, if you're there. I'm sharing a tent now with a guy called Ander. He's sort of an ex-military guy, I think Marine sort or something. Anyway, he sort of gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and he has a big workout, and then sort of packs up and things, and then he has to stand around with getting cold while I sort of fuss about and pack all my stuff up. I was sort of thinking maybe tomorrow I might just see if I could stay in my sleeping bag and he might just roll me up in his tent and stick me on this ledge and not notice the extra weight. He's that sort of guy. So there's two other guys on the team now as well. They're both either Alaska-born or Alaska-bred. And they're the sort of guys who, I don't know, they could probably run down an elk and kill it with its bare hands and skin it with their teeth or something. It sort of makes me feel I'm sort of perhaps the weak link here. And everybody keeps looking at me to see if I'm still alive. yesterday at Camp 1, down the hill from here, they told me to dig a big hole in the snow. And I thought that was me. But apparently it wasn't. It was for a can. Now, this is something really gross. We carry these sort of tin buckets. And they dig a hole, and we go into the tin bucket in turns, and have our craps every morning. and then when it's full, or actually when it's overflowing, it gets a lid put on it, and it gets put in a big hole, and we have to pick it up on the way back down. Hopefully by which time it will be frozen. Anyway, I have to say, I've climbed probably about a dozen 6,000-metre peaks, and I thought, well, how hard is Denali going to be? It's just another 6,000 metres. It's only just 6,000 metres as well. But I have to say, this is not just another level. This is another several levels up. This is really something different. And it's been quite an eye-opener for me, I have to say. We landed on the glacier. We're supposed to be climbing the West Buttress. We haven't even got to the West Buttress yet, but we've walked for 3 days at least, all on the glacier. When we arrived, there'd been about 25 feet of snow. In the last 3 weeks, so no real crevasse problems. Haven't really seen any crevasses. On the first day, we had to break trail. It was about 5 miles, a bit under, to Camp 1 from base camp. It took us 6 hours. It's the hardest 5 miles I've ever travelled. It was really, really hard. I got tied into one of the guides. Her name is Bridget. She's about my height. But she has enormous strides. So there were these great holes in the snow, but they were always just a little bit too far away for me. And I don't know why, but on that day, I had that police song. Do you remember the police song? Walking on the moon, giant steps are what you take. And I have that going round and round my head, all the way up. Every now and again, I would sort of be huffing and puffing and wheezing and things, and Bridget would look back and say, oh, okay, I'll slow down a little bit. And she slowed down for 3 paces, maybe 4, and then it was off again. So it was quite a hard walk up, I have to say. Well, we got there. We got to Camp 1, and we spent 3 nights there in the end. So the first day we carried a load up the hill and dumped it in a big hole in the snow, and we filled it in again. Then we went back down to the camp. And today's been a good to be alive day. It's been absolutely brilliant. We woke up for the first time. We could see no clouds, completely clear sky. We could see Denali for the first time. there was no wind. It was cold. It was well below freezing, but absolutely gorgeous. And we've made our way up here. We've climbed about 1,000 meters today and had fabulous views back down the Kehilton Glacier. And I realise now that one of the pictures that I've got on my computer is actually the Kehilton Glacier. We saw Mount Foraker, we saw Denali, and we got up here in about 5 hours or something, which seemed to be quite good. We were going quite steadily, and for a while we were behind this group from another team, mostly girls, and they were going at a really nice pace. You could sort of chat and keep your breath and things. And then they stopped for a break. And although they put Bridget at the back, which I thought was going to save us, unfortunately, Mika, who's the the main guide, he got to the front. And, well, he's a bit of a hero, really. He's climbed all the Payne Towers and things. And every time I look at my picture of the Payne Towers in my living room, I'm going to think of Mika, I have to say. But he has one pair. And it's not and we said we're not, and we just prayed and prayed that the girls would catch us up, and but of course they never did. Well, eventually we got here. I'm still just about alive. We've just had, I'm sitting drinking hot chocolate. We've just had chicken teriyaki for dinner. And chocolate. It's got to be said, the food is absolutely amazing here. Good day today. Tomorrow we're going to do that usual sort of thing for acclimatizing, climb low and sleep high, because we've got to go back down the hill to collect the stuff that we left down there and come back up here. Forecast is okay for tomorrow, but forecast after that for Sunday, Monday is pretty grim, so we're not sure if we're going to be able to make much progress for the next couple of days. It's quite a lot of avalanche problems if we go beyond here, if there's been a lot of new snow, which is what they're forecasting. So we'll wait and see. Somebody will be doing another dispatch in a few days. We've just finished. Big happy birthday to the mouse on the 19th. Bye.